I would now would like to take up the subject of delusions, which is a related subject to the subject of surprise, as you will discover. A delusion is a false impression. A false impression. That is a very, very good definition of a delusion. A false impression. One looks at something and believes it to be different than it actually is. That is a false impression. So that is a delusion. Now, as a matter of fact, there are basically only two types of delusion in this universe, and they match the two basic types of lies in this universe. Now, let's just reiterate the two basic lies in this universe. There are only two basic lies in this universe. One of them is to say that a thing exists when you know that it doesn't exist. That's the first lie. And the second lie is to say that a thing doesn't exist when you know that it does exist. Now, no matter how complex the lie is, it can always be broken down into the one or the other, or both of those components. They are the two basic lies in this universe. And from those two basic lies, we arrive at the two basic delusions in this universe. Now, the first basic delusion is to believe that a thing exists when in fact it doesn't exist. And the second basic delusion is to believe that a thing doesn't exist when it in fact does exist. So you can see how the two basic delusions actually stem from the two basic lies in the universe. Now, there's nothing essentially wrong with having a delusion. I mean, we all have them, you know. You watch a child. When a child is learning about life, learning about the universe around him, he gets the wildest of ideas and about life. And you talk to a young child about things, and they will tell you the wildest things about why things happen, you know, and the reasons for this and the reasons for that. And you listen to this, you say, oh my God, you know. But it all makes sense to the child, and it all fits together in his mind, it's quite okay with him. And most of it, of course, is non-factual. Well, this is quite okay. There's no reason why the child shouldn't be like this, as long as the child can correct his delusions. You see that? And the child, the rational, sane child, does. He has an idea, he sees something, and he has an idea about it, and then later on, further evidence shows up, and he says to himself, oh, my ideas about this aren't right. And no, that's not quite right. And then he changes his ideas to make his ideas fit the way things are in the universe. So he's now learning about the universe, and so on. You see that? So there's nothing wrong with being deluded. It happens to all of us. All of us went through childhood. And the period of delusions, so forth. No, the problem arises with a delusion is when you can't change it. When it becomes fixed, then that is the problem. The fixed delusion, you know. That's when when your delusions become fixed, that's when the brawny men in the short white jacket turn up and cart you off to the local asylum. You see, that's when you're in trouble, is when you can't change your delusions in the face of evidence, which clearly indicates that these delusions are false. So the first thing we have to get over is this idea that there's anything wrong with having a delusion. We all have them, you know. We all have delusions. So you just have to get off this idea there's anything wrong about having a delusion. As a matter of interest, the whole subject of humour and laughter and so forth is based upon the subject of delusions. If nobody had any delusions, there would be no humour and no laughter in the universe. Now, how does this work out? Well, you listen to someone's telling you a joke, And if you examine what is going on very carefully, it runs somewhat like this, that he's setting up a situation for you. He's sort of painting a picture. He's setting up a scenario, as they say, of a situation for you. And as you listen to it, you sort of build it up. You build it up in your own mind, what's going on. What you don't know is that it's a delusion. There's a delusion here. There's something there that you don't know. And he's not telling you. He's building it up for you. And you finally get the whole picture, and it all looks okay. And then suddenly he gives you the punchline. As soon as you get the punchline, you realize that you were deluded, that it wasn't what you thought it was, and you laugh. And the laughter is the rejection of the delusion. You get it? You could define laughter as the explosive rejection of a delusion. And that really all laughter is the explosive rejection of a delusion. The person saying to themselves, oh gee, I thought it was that way, and it wasn't, it was that way. And he realised that his conclusions that he had were deluded. In other words, he was deluded about the situation. What he thought was the situation wasn't the situation, it was different from what he thought. And the sudden rejection of the delusion and the acceptance of the facts is accompanied with laughter, and also with surprise, which is the factor that relates the subject of laughter and humour to the subject of surprise. There's always, when you hear the punchline in the joke, there's always an element of surprise in it too, isn't there? There's a surprise there. There's a surprise factor in. So the phenomena of laughter, the explosive rejection of a delusion, is related to the subject of surprise. So that they are definitely go hand in hand, these two subjects. Now, we can learn quite a lot about this by following through on this idea. It tells us immediately that while a person can change their delusions, can change their mind, you might say, change their ideas in the face of further evidence, they can laugh. Right? See that? Because the laughter only occurs at the point where they reject the delusion. If they can't reject the delusion, i.e. they can't change the delusion that's in their mind, they can't laugh. And we see this phenomenon with people, that the person, they might say the uptone scale person, who's free to change his mind, can change his delusions very, very easily and very rapidly. And this person laughs rather easily, and we say this person has a quick and ready sense of humour. But we get another person who is stuck, we say, in his delusions, stuck in his ideas. We tell him jokes and he never laughs. You see, because he cannot reject the delusion, any delusion, he can't laugh, you see, and that's why he doesn't laugh. You see that? And this is why this test of whether a person laughs very much and how easy it is to make them laugh is a very good test of how serious case-wise a person is. The worse off they are case-wise, the more difficulty they will have on this subject of rejecting delusions. You might say that as they go down tone scale, or as they get worse and worse off case-wise, they become more and more stuck in these delusions. They become less and less able to change these delusions. And it shows itself most immediately in an inability to laugh. So the subject of the delusion is really it's quite an important subject when it's offshoot, when we relate it to the subject of the ability to laugh and understand just what laughter is. And let's not kid ourselves, this is it, you know. We've got it here, we know what laughter is, this subject of laughter and humour is. If you understood this, what I'm saying, very, very well on this tape, on the subject of humour, you could become quite a comedian, if assuming you had the ability to put it together, because you've got the absolute essence here of humour, is the creation of a delusion, followed by the punchline, which shows the falsity of the delusion that was built up, and it's causing the other person to explosively reject the delusion with laughter, and so call you a comedian, call you a funny man. That's the way it goes. That's the way it's done. This is the inner secret of the inner secret of how to make people laugh, I can assure you. But before you can be absolutely certain that you can make the person laugh, you better find out how able this person is to change their delusions. This person can't change their delusions very quickly and very rapidly. They won't laugh at anything you say. They won't laugh at anything anyone says. That they're stuck. So that's what I wanted to tell you on the subject of delusions, and tie it up with the subject of surprise for you, and tie it up with the subject of laughter and the subject of humour. And I hope this material is of value to you. Thank you.